All right, moving along now to item number 20 is public comment. Ms. Bard, come on down.
Nicole Bart, Story County resident. In the last just under a year, well, 8 months, we have approved a parking lot that's adjacent to the courthouse. We've bought a bank building. The VCTC bought a building slash building site at the Rail Commission Monday last week. Bill talked about the fact that Marshall was in negotiations with the freight depot, and that when, in order to be able to use some of the rail monies from the commission, that a project might be, you know, purchasing the freight depot, which was part of the original agreement anyway, but making another parking lot down there, so that's on the horizon. The VCTC also last week talked about looking at leasing a festival area, which may also lead to us being able to do different things. I'm not in agreement or disagreement with these items. That's not my point here. But it seems to me, in just looking at that, that we're doing stuff and just doing it. Where's the plan here? The bank was opportunistic. The festival area arose because we can't have our events at the Silverland anymore, and we really need more space anyway. The building for the VCTC was part, let's just say, opportunistic. Are we letting things happen to us and just doing things that happen to pop up that are good ideas, or do we actually have a plan? What's our plan here? These are all VC-centric because that's what I've seen. But what is your vision for what we're building here in Virginia City? What is this? Do you have a plan?
We do have a plan.
What is it? How does this fit into the plan? Can we see it?
Well, there's a lot of things. When you talk about the VCTC, when it comes to tourism, that's exactly where they're at. They have to look to relocate because they're not being allowed to use the property that's been used in the last 50 years, basically, to put on special events.
But how does does this fit under an umbrella?
Well, if you ask me a question, please give me time to respond to it, Nicole. So if they're going to go ahead, if there's going to be roadblocks that are going to be put up, then other avenues have to be taken in order to make sure that these things are successful. We're not going to discuss each and every issue in a county commissioner's meeting because this isn't the place to discuss those items. These are to go ahead and talk to other businessmen, property owners, and you might say stakeholders, to find out what is going to work the best, you know, for the business community when it comes to things of tourism. It's not a general public issue. I mean, I don't think the general public is concerned about whether the camel races are held at the Silverland or down by the old mill down there. So some things may be opportunistic, such as the bank building. That was a steal by anybody's means, down to anybody's standards in that. We have several department heads that would like to relocate for larger area. So we don't know exactly how it's going to be utilized yet, but when we've looked at other businesses that were available to purchase over the last couple of years, and some of those were worked on, and these things get worked on, you know, and behind closed doors to try to negotiate the best deal for the county that could possibly be made. If everything was to be negotiated in a public forum like this, it's a government issue now, and it's always looking for the deepest pockets. So if you're looking for us to go ahead and do our job for the county, that's how we do it. And we have to do it that way because we said, okay, we want to buy the building next door for a government services building. All of a sudden, everybody's going to want full market value. But if there's something that's offered out there at a reasonable price, or maybe can be even negotiated or discounted down a little bit, you want to make the deal first and then go ahead and make sure that everybody else is on the same page. If everybody else isn't on the same page, then that deal goes away.
Okay, but in buying the park, you're creating this parking lot and then creating another parking lot. Are you operating off of a plan somewhere that says we want Virginia City, and let's say the merchants, okay, let's say the merchants, we want Virginia City to be able to accommodate X number of more tourists
okay.
than they have
okay.
nowhere
now,
else.
I understand, you haven't been to all the meetings over the course of the years to find mm-hmm. out where everything is. This parking lot out here was in the works for several years, and the bottom fell out of it when the housing market went sky high. It was unaffordable, and then the market crashed, and the county didn't have the funds available to do the project. Now that we're coming into a little better times, the county did have the revenue, and this parking lot has been desperately needed, and everybody's testified on
it. I'm not arguing that.
When you're talking about the freight depot down below, that has been something that's been part of the rail plan for many years down there. The tunnel's been part of the plan, the extension of the rail line, and the depot. That's part of the puzzle putting it all together. The deal about buying the freight depot, if we can ever come to an agreement with the owners of the property, isn't simply to build another parking lot. Their parking lot is already there. And you're going to need adequate parking if you're going to have a terminus on E Street for the train or special events or whatever other opportunities are going to come to that freight depot. So if we're looking at buying the property, it's not to build another parking lot, although you cannot, if you talk to anybody, and I challenge anybody to walk the business district, you'll never have enough parking no matter where you go around the world. So.
May I add something, too? I think, again, I know what you're looking for. And I think in many cases what is missing is that long-term participation. And I'm not criticizing. You know, I'm impressed that you come to meetings like you do and participate. But, for instance, let's talk about the freight depot down here. The county has a long, long historic history, if you will, of acquiring derelict buildings, buildings that are part of our history and that are, in essence, poised to either, you know, go away like American Flats Mill did, quite frankly, but not like the Gold Hill Depot didn't because of nonprofits like Kim Fager back there. And then we step in and help as well of our own accord, the Fourth Ward School, Liberty Engine, St. Mary's Arts Center, the district over here with Pipers. So I think, again, strategically, that depot perfectly fits, and especially when you integrate it into the tunnel project and again, more parking, quite frankly.
Yeah, but that's the question I'm asking, Pat. You hit it. Is what is, for Virginia City, our strategic plan? Where are we going? Are we going to change anything? Are we going to keep things the same? We know transportation is a problem. Where is that as part of the plan? I'm asking a strategic plan, a strategic direction question. It's like the Christmas. Where's the Christmas tree on which to hang these ornaments?
Well, good question. And it will change. Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. Just like our infrastructure list will change. As time goes on, things will change. Some things will stay the same, but things will change. And in working towards coming to an agreement with the owners of the freight depot, if the county is able to purchase that building and go ahead and protect it, you know, from falling apart, because it is in need of a fire suppression system down there. It needs, anybody that drives by can see this in repair of some work. We're prepared to, we'll take criticism for purchasing that building, because once again, people are going to step forward and say, what are you guys doing getting in the real estate business? We're not. We're in the business of preservation and restoration, of protecting the Comstock Historic District, because without what we have in Virginia City, we don't have anything. Sure, we have a nice industrial park that we're building at the north end of the county, but this is the center of the Comstock Lode. This is the history of the state of Nevada, and we have a responsibility as city fathers to say that we need to protect what we have left on the Comstock.
And I would suggest, Marshall, that you wouldn't get those questions if you articulated just as you just did.
Because
that is the plan.
Because of the fact that if you let too much information out there in the beginning, and my dad taught me this in business probably 40 years ago, if you show your hand, someone will backdoor you and they'll steal away from you what you're working to get. So some things you just have to go ahead and wait till the 11th hour to let people know what you're working on. And that's been done in business. You can ask, Lance has been at this a lot longer than I have, but that's how it's done in business, and we are running this government more like a business in here. And we're doing it, and we are doing it for the benefit of the county. There's no personal interest in buying a bank building or a railroad depot or a parking lot.
I'm not arguing the purchases.
You know.
I'm asking if there is
but I'm trying to get it across on why things are done the way they are.
And I'm just saying what you just said, you know, makes sense. What you just said that says we're here to protect, preserve, and defend our history, and the way that we do that is by buying these buildings so that they don't get torn down and maybe at a future time to restore them. I think if you said that to our citizens, we'd go, oh, okay, and then you wouldn't get the kind of, well, what are you in the real
estate
business
for? Well, when you say the citizens, but Nicole, with all due respect, you're one of the few people that ask any of these questions.
I
don't get phone calls and letters. I don't get phone calls and letters from the constituents asking definitive questions like you're asking here. So either that shows that they think that we're doing a pretty good job doing it the way we are, or they don't care, or they're going to leave it up to you. So.
Well, I'm going to continue to ask the questions. So, as I said, I'm just...
And we'll give you the best answers
okay.
we can at the appropriate time that we can.
That's fair. Thank you.
All right. Who's next? Gunther? Okay. Mr. Fager?
Tim Fager, Gold Hill Historical Society. Coming up on Thursday, the Gold Hill Historical Society is bringing 100 people to town that are involved in a convention that we've had planning for just about 4 years. It's a group called the Railroad Passenger Car Alliance. They own and operate private passenger cars. We are happy to bring them up here and share them with this community. Their trip on that day will involve running through the Nevada State Railroad Museum, stopping at the Lucerne Pit, where they'll be. A discussion of the operation hosted by Larry Martin from CMI. They'll proceed to the Crown Point Mill, where Clay Mitchell will give them a tour. They'll have lunch at the Gold Hill Hotel. Their remaining time up here will be spent in the middle of town participating in the businesses. The venue that they're hosted at is the Atlantis. The reason for that is because, one, it's one of the best properties in Reno, and two, the guy who owns the Atlantis, John Farahi, assisted the Gold Hill Historical Society quite some years back in trying to accomplish the reconstruction of the railroad down the hill. He had involvement in helping us pull $500,000 worth of material out of the middle of downtown Reno for that project. Unfortunately, that's the last thing that we're going to be able to do for this community after 30 years of working here because of the results of what I like to refer to as the railroad cartel unceremoniously removing us from the venue. What I would like to say, though, is I appreciate, for instance, Mr. Gilman's letter earlier this year, an open letter, that indicated that commissioners, especially Mr. Gilman, aren't forgetting who they really work for. I would be tickled to see other county officials take up that mantra. I'm encouraged by the idea that Mr. McGuffey and Ms. Langer have indicated that they want to work with me to settle the remaining issue that I have here. I'd like to think going forward from here that the county takes a little bit better tack on operations and issues, like the Gold Hill Historical Society and their accomplishments. It's probably not going to be a mystery that we don't appreciate the thanks we were shown back in 2003. But I'd like to think that the events from there forward indicate that hubris and abuse are not watchwords for the county's operation, you know, as far as taking care of everybody's business. And from what I see, I'm looking forward to working with everybody involved in the future on whatever else we accomplish. That's pretty much about all I got to say, and it looks like it's all the time I got.
What date is that group coming up?
That would be this Thursday.
This Thursday?
22nd?
Yeah.
Was this the group that that Pierce had mentioned was a cleanup day at his depot as well, or is that a different organization?
It's solely under our auspices. We're the ones that planned this. We're the ones that brought the group here.
Okay.
We're the ones that scheduled it.
Thank you. Anyone else for public comment? Hearing none, we need to adjourn.